Hi, podcasters. Today I'm talking to Sonia from Gemma Homes. We are talking to her about her transition from a full-time job into the building company that her and her husband own, and now they co-manage and co-run. How exciting is that?
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry. And as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Today's guest is Sonia from Gemma Homes, and Sonia is an inspiration to me. I think what I find really interesting about Sonia's story is that she's had a whole nother career before starting off and really, I think, jumping into the deep end in building and developing. And Sonia's in our, she's a builder, but she's also a master builder. And we thought that this would be a really interesting podcast to get to know Sonia a little bit more and also hear more about your story, where you used to be, why you made some changes, and where you're going. So welcome, Sonia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I come from a financial services background. So I was a test analyst and a business analyst in financial services, worked full-time, was contracting, working long hours, but it was a very well-paid job. It was crucial for me to keep that job in order. For us, it was to fund our development projects. So even when I had my two children, I kept working. So I probably had 3 months off for each child and just went straight back into work just so then we can sort of build up and get ahead quicker. And we bought our first home in 2005.
Is that in addition to your family home, or that first project was your family?
That first project was our family home, which was to become our first development. So my husband, Ricardo, he was running Gemma Homes and he was building for clients. And building for clients was more about cash flow, but we always knew that we wanted to develop. So I was working, as I mentioned, the long hours. I just grew frustrated and I knew that I didn't want to do what I was doing forever. It was quite a dry industry. Although, you know, if I could take anything from it, you know, it was the processes, you know, the organisational skills that I've been able to sort of transition across. In 2019, early 2019, I just had enough of throwing the kids out of the car, you know, at school drop-off, you know, have my little preppy crying and, "Mummy, why can't you take me, you know, to school like all the other mums? Why can't you sit in classroom like all the other mums?" And that just did it for me. And I just said to Ricardo, "Look, we really need to make this transition for me to come across." So we sort of lined up all our finances. We knew that we had to buy one more development project, knowing that, you know, my salary was key. We bought another project and then I quit. As it turned out, Gemma Homes was growing. He just couldn't handle the, you know, internal admin, all the compliances. You know, things have changed in the last 10 years. You know, things were simpler and now, you know, it's become so complex. I've come in as a contract administrator. So, you know, I scope the project, the cost control, you know, I send out all the quotes to LS. Or all our suppliers and trades. I prepare all our contracts. So I do that for our clients and I do that for our own developments as well. I organise all the colours and fixtures. You know, I do all the procurements and all the ordering of all that stuff. I meet with all our suppliers, you know. I meet with our clients and our suppliers. And I guess I have been able to also take that from my previous job because, you know, I also had to have a relationship with my client. Obviously, completely different client, but, you know, same skill set. You know, I was able to also hone down on some processes for the business, compliance, etc. So, you know, I pay all our trades. I make sure all our insurances are up to date, OH&S, all these new COVID compliance. That's just been a nightmare, but I've done all that for the business. And yeah, so risk management.
That's actually quite a big role that you've taken on. Listening to everything that you're telling me that you're doing, what I see that as is a great relationship, because the complementary skill set from being a business analyst to moving into that role, there's relationship management, there's supplier management, there's process and admin management, but there's also the creativity that you get to bring to it as well. So picking colours and picking the fixtures and finishes. But it's so complementary to the business because of what then Ricardo gets to spend his time focusing on, and you almost get to grow the business in the softer skills that are really required in small builders who are looking to scale up. What I've heard from smaller builders who are looking to scale up is that because they're doing everything themselves, there's no time to do everything, and they're not doing anything particularly well. They're getting runs on the board and they're getting stuff done, but their capacity is limited. By having you in the business to take care of all those things, how has that changed the business? Or have you seen any change in the business since you've been involved from 2019?
Absolutely. Ricardo can actually breathe now. I've taken it all on, obviously, but things just flow. So what happens now is that Ricardo was very reactive when it was just him. So, you know, it was the clients had to choose their fittings and fixtures, and it was like, you know, all right, you need to choose it tomorrow, by tomorrow. And it was very active, and the clients would panic and they'd still get it done and they knew it was coming. But whereas what happens with me on board is I actually do that all up front, and I prep the client and I say to them that, you know, I'm going to bombard you with, we're going to choose all your fittings and fixtures, your colors, you know, we're going to go and meet with the joiner. And I explain to them that you're probably overwhelmed by it all, but once we have all your specifications nutted out, it means that your project will just flow quicker. And it also means that, you know, the client knows what to expect and it gets excited when things start to sort of, you know, come to fruition and they see things come alive. And it's like, wow, this is exactly what I had pictured. And it's not just a reactive choice. And, you know, and that's where you make decisions that you're not happy with. So
yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the things we hear the most from builders is that the builder wants me to pick these things and I have 5 minutes, right? And that panic and that indecision and the decision fatigue. And although he might have been saying, oh, at some point you'll have to pick this and you'll need to do that and you'll need to do that, you know, it could be months in between those conversations, and all of a sudden it's the most urgent thing that has to happen. And that pressure is really overwhelming. And when it's your home, or it's going to be your family home, or it's going to be a long-term home, the impact of those decisions, they're not made lightly. So having someone to really help you understand that, to walk it through with you, to really talk to you about the repercussions of some decisions as well, and then the opportunity to see things in situ is fantastic. And I know with COVID at the moment, it's a bit tricky, but, you know, I even struggle to buy clothes online because I don't know if I'm old-fashioned, but I have to try them on. I want to touch them. I want to know what the fabric's like. And I think it's the same in building. Now, taking that step to actually leave your job is a scary one. It sounds to me like, and although it was an emotional pull, you guys were really pragmatic about it as well, and you really planned well for it. If you had some tips to someone who was looking to transition out of a full-time job into either being part of a business or wanting to develop for themselves or looking to do a development, what are some things that you might suggest that they think about or do in preparation of that change?
We just needed to make sure that everything aligned, you know, all our finances. So just make sure, speak to your broker, you know, what will need to happen in order for Sonia to join our business and to get a construction loan. So, you know, we spoke to our accountant, you know, we made sure that we had spoken to the professionals and what would it mean if Sonia was to transition across and leave her high paid job. It was partly an emotional decision, but it also was a strategic decision because Ricardo, you know, the business was ready for me as well. So just make sure it is the right time financially for you to do that, to transition across. It was a gradual transition. We also looked at the backlog of our projects. So we knew that Ricardo had a couple of client jobs, but we also had our own development that was about to start. So, and it meant that I could jump in and I guess work on that project from the start, because before joining, I guess I was only involved with, you know, just choosing the colours and the finishes and the fixtures. I didn't really understand why I was doing it and the importance.
This is another personal one. How do you go about managing like your personal relationship, both being in the same business, both doing developments? Like, I think it can go both ways, but has that changed your dynamic of your relationship? Do you want to give us some insight into working? You know, my parents worked in the same business too, so I always find this really interesting.
It actually has brought us closer. Because we now share the same interests. We talk the same lingo, we understand each other, whereas, you know, previously, you know, I'd come home from work, you know, grumpy, you know, I'd have the kids, you know, that I'd have to feed and get ready for the next day. And Ricardo would sort of talk to me about our developments, and it was slowly, I guess I had it at the back of my mind that, you know, I had some interest, but I didn't fully understand. And it wasn't until I joined that things started to sort of click and make sense. And, oh, this is what he meant when, you know. And we, you know, after dinner, you'll find us, you know, we've got plans, A3 plans in front of us. We've got a glass of wine and, you know, we're redoing, you know, layouts, and we really have enjoyed working together. And obviously we bring two different skill sets, but it has been working so far. Yeah, it hasn't been smooth sailing. Sometimes he does get frustrated with me because I, you know, I don't understand how a laundry can't be bigger. and he's like, well, you know, you've only got a meter. How are we going to fit, you know, a washing machine and a 1 meter bench, Sonia? You know, I still have to learn scale and proportion, and I'm getting there, but honestly, it's awesome.
It's amazing how quickly you can grow that muscle if you can see and read plans and you've got that vision. You made me think of something. I think in your, and I'm going to call it your past life, how would you even have the brain capacity to really, you're working a full-time job, you've got your family, and, you know, that mental family load is huge. So how do you even kind of have that mental space to be present and be impactful in the developments when you've only got this sort of an hour after in the evening or at the weekends when you're actually trying to do so many other things? And I love this transition for you because it means not only are you guys making a great team, you've got complementary skill sets which balance out the business as a whole, but you now get that brain space to be able to be present in those conversations and really add value to them.
Yes, it's been so powerful. I have a passion for it and it shows, you know. Ricardo has to tell me to just switch off, you know. he's like, Sonia, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, I don't want to be talking about our development, you know. And he says to me, you actually love what you do now, don't you? And he sees it. He sees the happiness. And, you know, it's the flexibility as well. Yes, when you have your own business, it's not 9 to 5. You are working, you know, round the clock. Your mind is always ticking. You're always thinking about how you can do things better. But it's the passion, it's the love of what you do that just makes you do it. And it doesn't feel like work. And that's been the best feeling and the best part of me transitioning across, that flexibility. And for me, I feel like I have a purpose.
And it's funny that this comes to mind. Rebecca and I were just talking about the other day, that practical experience. And you spoke about doing a project, being able to follow a project through from the beginning right to the end. How exponentially your learning goes once you get to see a whole project through completion, in addition to what you're learning like verbatim, so from someone else or someone's telling you how to do something and then being book smart, that on-site experience and seeing how things come together, seeing the issues that can arise and then learning how to problem solve them. For me, I think that's actually, once you've got one project under your belt, it's amazing how much more you can take on and how much bigger the project can become. How have you felt that experience of getting to see that project, like basically go from beginning to end?
From the start, I've always thought, look, I'm going to be in the office. You won't see me. No one's going to see me. I'm just behind the scenes, just except for when I go to see suppliers and clients. But he's always encouraged me to go on site. You know, you need to learn. You need to know how, you know, the rough in works. And, you know, because I couldn't get my head around, why do you actually need me to supply you with the specs for the tapware? And, you know, and it was only until we went on site and he then explained to me, you know, we had the frames up and this is what the plumber and the electrician need to do. And this is where, which, you know, the body part of the mixer goes, and it all makes sense. The on-site learning has just helped me understand, because I also do all the takeoff. It's just made sense, a whole lot more sense.
You almost took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, well, it's actually full circle, because if you're doing the takeoff and you're doing the ordering, and then you understand how that translates to the trade, but also understand how that translates to on-site, you get to see full circle. And it's very workoutable, actually. The thing I think about building is everything is workoutable. And sometimes we get scared, or we might get confused by our builder or our trades, because they talk to lots of jargon and lots of lingo. But actually, if we take a step back and we go, okay, it's A plus B equals C, you really can figure it out. The other thing about building is nothing is unfixable as long as someone's willing to pay for it. Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to be a good problem solver.
Thank you so much for chatting to us today. I've had such a blast. And Sonia is also a guest in our Developers in a Circle. So we are going to sign off in this podcast, and then we're going to jump into our Inner Circle and do a quick interview with her for our members in our Developers in a Circle.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Building with BuildHer. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's BuildHer with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.